Have you guys seen the story about the Oklahoma quarterback? There, Drew, you follow
John Mateer.
You follow college football. So you tell me, how good is he supposed to be, number one?
There is a lot of hype surrounding him this season. Right. He's considered one of the better quarterbacks in the country.
Okay, so one of the better quarterbacks in the country. He's in a bit of hot water. It started on social media, and since then the university has released a statement, but it's because there was some screenshots from the transfer quarterback's Venmo account where it shows transactions that maybe signaled he was betting on college games. Again, nobody knows. We don't know what the heck is actually going to happen or what happened in this circumstance. But basically, Sooner Scoop, which is a website, reported that the school is aware of the alleged incident and was looking into it. The quarterback made it clear to Oklahoma that he says he has never gambled. But these screenshots were of his Venmo to a buddy, and it literally said, sports betting, parentheses, you know, Oklahoma USC versus UCLA or USC against UCLA or whatever it may be. And again, I have no idea if he actually did. First of all, why does anybody ever make their Venmo transactions public? I have never understood that. I think I've said it on the air before. Whether it's me sending $20 to Cody for lunch or him sending me $5 for whatever, and you put the emoji as a beer stein or a mug or whatever, why? That doesn't need to be public.
I didn't know that you can make them private.
Drew's is definitely public.
I'm gonna go to yours right now. Like, why have you not made it private? It doesn't ever show the dollar amount, but why does everybody need to know who you're sending money to on Venmo? Probably it seems like a terrible idea.
Probably because people don't know that they can.
Drew, let me find your Venmo. I don't know if I've ever sent anything to you on Venmo. So I don't
how
know if
do
I
you
have
go
you.
And make it?
Oh, you and I are not friends on Venmo. I don't think we ever sent money to each. Let me go to Cody's.
How do you make
second.
It private?
There's a setting you could just change.
I've made mine private, but I sent Venmo so little.
So yeah, Cody, the last time Cody's was public was 2021.
Yeah, probably
you
switched it.
You paid someone named Julie for things, and then you paid your brother Jairus for yard work. I don't need it, but why? I don't need to know this.
That was 2021, years ago. I made that private.
There's also one again. So I don't know why anybody needs to leave a private public.
Has yours been private from the beginning?
I don't know if it was from the very beginning. So one, it doesn't need to be public, but also a lot of people do put funny stuff in the comments, right?
Oh,
but
nonstop.
As a quarterback in college football, you cannot, even if you were joking, which let's just play along here for a little bit, why would you put sports betting as the joke when you're a quarterback at a Division I university? Like, you even have one that's funny.
Oh, my brothers and I used to send all kinds of stuff.
It says, F your 45 cents.
Look, here's the truth. Like, the weird part about this is I'm kind of inclined to believe the kid. Because
he's just messing around.
I think should be.
My brother worked at a bank for a really long time, still does work at a bank. And when he was doing like teller stuff, he would like, if he had to write me a check, he put the most insane stuff for me to have to deposit in the memo line. I mean, it would say offensive things in the memo line of the check. So like Venmo is essentially just the public version of that. I don't think it's crazy that two kids who are their teenagers would go jokey. I don't think he's so stupid. He would put in his Venmo,
I don't know,
I'm wagering on sports.
I don't, look, I'm fine. Like, Arch Manning's went public recently, and he had a lot of dumb comments that a 19-year-old kid would put. Whatever, you're right. Like, we've all put dumb things. But this wasn't even, like, the sports betting thing. When you're a Division I quarterback, you just have to be smarter. Like, you can't make that joke, given the scandals that exist in sports and alleged scandals and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Someone says the reason why it's public is so people don't launder billions of dollars. No, you don't have to make it public. Like,
you actually can make them private.
Venmo doesn't mean that Venmo still can't, if there was an investigation, that Venmo still can't reveal to the FBI or something. I'm saying, literally, like, I should not be able to go to Cody's Venmo and see every transaction. Make it private.
Yeah, I think...
By the way. It's not something...
I mean, you got to think smart about this. I mean, a friend of mine just texted and said that they had to Venmo a stripper for cash for a bachelor party. They Venmo and then they give you the ones. Do you want that in your public Venmo request?
Drew's got a bunch in there now. I'm seeing a bunch of them say cupping and massages. There's like 15 transactions in the last 2 weeks. It's a lot of massages, Drew.
It's interesting, though, because I think you're right, Cody, in the fact that like we should believe him. I think we were inclined to
I'm kind of inclined to believe him that kids put stupid things in Venmo transaction histories.
At the same time, like I don't... You're inclined to believe them, but at the same time, we've seen how often this stuff has occurred, really, in sports in general in the last year or two, that you have to investigate it, and it creates a distraction for that program. It makes him look bad in a situation. I mean, if you're Brent Venables, you're like freaking out for a little bit just because you're like, Did you actually do this? Like, you're supposed to be the starting quarterback and all these other things that come along with it.
I don't think you can play a football game until it's properly investigated.
That's where I was going to ask you guys.
I am inclined to believe him. He should not be allowed to play a football game until they track his bank accounts, track the bank accounts of the other people he sent these Venmo requests to, and make sure that they didn't bet on a USC football game for the amount of money that he sent him. If they can clear him, he can play. But he shouldn't be allowed to play until they actually clear that he was.
A couple of college football insiders, though, have been reporting on this. They say that the Venmo transaction screenshots do not provide solid evidence to hold him accountable. So
I don't think they said there's not a. That's crazy. That's not enough to hold him accountable. It's a sports wagering.
The insider for CBS said, ultimately, there isn't actually a smoking gun. There isn't actually hard evidence that he's done anything wrong. As people may know, Venmo accounts are notoriously unhelpful for revealing what's actually going on in them. Like, look, plenty of people have been there you know, you can put a slice of pizza. It doesn't mean you paid your buddy $150 for pizza. Yeah. It might have been for a baseball card. Like, whatever it may be, right? Like, it doesn't mean anything.
I think it's not
what you put in the description for Venmo does not prove anything.
I know, but you just can't type that sentence.
He can't do it. I'm with you. He can't do it. But
doesn't prove anything. Doesn't mean that you are punished as in, like, we're saying you can never play college football again and no NFL team's going to draft you because, no. But do we get to
properly investigate it? And until
do we get
then,
to investigate before? Hell yeah, we get to investigate before. Emmanuel Clause, they haven't technically proven yet that he is guilty of sports wagering. He probably is. The evidence is pretty bad for him. But I will tell you that they get to
suspend
have
more
him
evidence.
While they do it.
Yeah, but that's because they literally have a discretion. Like, they have the pitcher that was throwing, and all of a sudden a weird spike in pitch will be a ball or strike. Yeah. That's way more of a. Oh, we might have a smoking gun then. We saw a screenshot of a kid that may be joking, but we don't know if he was joking. We have no clue where the bet was placed. Was it ever placed? He sent money to his buddy. How much money did he send to his buddy? Like, yeah, I'm just saying, it's not. There's a lot more to figure out than we're making it seem
this
like.
This is another reason why
seems like there's way more evidence on something like that.
This is another reason why they need collective bargaining. Sure. They need clear language for when and how we can suspend you for reasons like this. Because right now, it is just vibes. Like, enough evidence against what? NCAA rules are notoriously vague. Like, so, I mean, there's a lot of ways they can still ding you.
A lot of the major suspensions come from the schools themselves, too. Correct. Which, of course, Oklahoma's not going to suspend the guy that they just got in the portal. There's no way.
We'll see. There's got to be some more evidence that comes out if, in fact, it's going to result in him missing games.